Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Fucking Italian people. How do we miss out on this?
What?
Fucking espresso, cappuccino. We invented this shit, and all these other cocksuckers are getting rich off.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
And it's not just the money. It's a pride thing. All our food. Pizza, calzone, buffalo mozzarella, olive oil. These fucks had nothing. They ate Poutine before we gave them the gift of our cuisine. But this is the worst. This espresso shit.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Thank you.
I should unmute it. And now live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
Yeah! Let's go!
Rolling, rolling, rolling. No question, just rolling. He's the dog, he's rolling all high. The rain, the wind, the weather. Going out forever. There's lots of things I'm missing. The thrills, love, and kisses. Waiting at the end of my life. Head 'em up through my room. Head 'em up through my rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, ride 'em in. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in rawhide. Yeah.
Tomorrow, hope you all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the National Beat Council and the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of coffee-flavored coffee and hardcore porn. We, Possum Hour, thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Better Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest. Fake radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's us. Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley as he explains the science of oatmeal. Be interesting. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble with his guest, Wilton Quixote Van Schmeer, inventor of the electric poop knife. Thursday, I wonder if that's UL approved. Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster, who suffers for his art. And then Friday, it's Friday Night Possum somewhere. It's a week's worthwhile, worth time-wasting thing. Science of oatmeal, man. Do it. All right. Where are we? Well, I guess the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, Charlie.
What's with the dark glasses? I never seen a tuna in dark glasses.
You don't see tunas with cigars every day either.
Oh, come on. What's with the shades?
I'm going up to the Cypress for a look around. Like the sun hurts my eyes, you know?
Ooh, what's up there?
A star-kissed tuna scout.
A star-kissed tuna scout? Hey, how about if I go along?
Forget it, kid. He'll never even notice you.
Why not?
You'd never make the weight. Besides, it ain't what you are, it's who you know that counts. You gotta have connections.
You got connections?
My brother-in-law. Starkus took him last month. I'm sure he put in a weight for me. Yeah, what'd I tell you? They sent for me. All right, cut the comedy.
Sorry, Charlie. Only the best tuna get to be Starkist. Insist on Starkist.
Tell him Charlie sent you.
Hello?
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, roll, roll, rock. Around the clock, two, nine, four, two, five, break, phone, and join the hunt. Have some fun when the clock strikes one. Go rock around the clock tonight. Rock, 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 till broad daylight. Go rock around the clock tonight. When clock strikes two and three and four, the band goes out, we build them all. Go rock around the clock tonight. Rock, 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 till broad daylight. Go rock, 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 around the clock tonight. When clock strikes five and six and seven, we'll be rocking in 7 minutes.
Possum Puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Shove it up your ass.
There he is.
What was I looking for? Now I forget. Such a long ride down there. Holy cow. How about this one?
Boner hose.
Yeah, baby.
All right. There you go.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, this was nice. The one I was looking for.
Enter!
All righty.
Lately, it's been the heart attack guy.
Yeah. I'm having chest pains.
Chest pains, there you go.
He's up at the top, I think. Hold on, let me see. Where's chest pain gay?
Chest pain
gay.
Oh,
yeah, here he is. Yeah, he's up there.
I'm having chest pain.
Oh, he's having chest pains over there. All righty. I got a new background. I got to look up where it is.
Ah, good.
We're so well prepared. I know. Well, after I got rid of the freaking 800 files that had backed up over the last couple months, where did I stash that, man? Come on, come on. Oh, son of a gun.
Hey, watch it.
Yeah. Well, hold on. I know where it is. Bear with me. So anyway, how was your week?
That was all right. Obey, same as always. Big sale at the shop. That was the most busy day.
Ooh, yeah. There you go. Today was like everything day.
Yeah.
Canadian Thanksgiving. Yeah, find that new file. What in the blue blazes?
Canadian
it was a cha-cha, too. It was a cha-cha.
Oh.
What'd I do with it?
A cha-cha background?
I got it. I got to remote it. All right, so anyway, today was, obviously still is recognized as Columbus Day.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little mass murder, a little genocide, you know, between friends, right?
Yeah, that's why we celebrate.
We need to switch this shit around. Like, it's got to become like Italian American Day or the Sopranos Day, something like that.
There you go. Or just drop the whole fucking holiday anyway. Screw it.
Ah, the more holidays, the better.
Ah,
yeah, it's reason to have a sale.
Start new.
Hey, it's Paulie Walnuts Day. How about that?
Yay, Paulie Walnuts Day. I like it.
Hey, everybody goes around talking like this. So it was Indigenous Peoples Day, which is like much cooler. And it was but it was also Native American Day. I guess they're like...
That's the same thing, ain't it?
Well, it's the same thing, yeah, but it's a different guys, I guess. Different dudes running it.
All right.
Like the World Day Against the Death Penalty. Ford got me started on this because it's World Porridge Day, for crying out loud.
Oh, World Mental. I got cards.
and World Homeless Day and World Mental Health Day, for crying out loud, man. Ford says Columbus. Jeez, didn't know where he was going, didn't know where he was when he got there, and yet Americans celebrate him. Somehow appropriate.
And he discovered a country that was already inhabited.
Yeah.
I looked at that.
Yeah, boy, he was a dick. He just saw dollar signs and... Man, what a dick.
And he thought it was India, so we called them Indians, and we still fucking call them Indians, even though we know it was a mistake made long ago, 1492.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they call them Guardians. Nah.
There you go.
Hey, they got to play the Yankees. Cake had ham and scalloped potatoes for... Canadian Thanksgiving. Yum, yum.
Yeah.
Sounds so good. I haven't had any.
Start doing that shit. Yeah.
I didn't like ham when I was a kid, man.
I still don't. I like it better, but I still don't.
Oh, I'm more and more.
It's too salty to me, man.
I'm becoming more and more of a ham guy, man. That's just something. With the scalloped potatoes, too, man. Doesn't that sound like a great combination?
Yeah.
Yum, yummy, yum, yum. What else do we got? Anything else left? World Homeless Day. It's Squid and Cuttlefish Day. So if you run into a bag of onions, you got it made.
Well, Fred Lake finds them. Bags of onions.
National Tuxedo Day and National Kick Butt Day.
Oh, Jesus.
National Online Banking Day, National Metric Day, National Love Your Hair Day. This is a good one. If your name is Kevin, it's National Hug a Kevin Day. in honor of all these days, what do you say we blow something the fuck up? All right.
Yeah, okay.
Don't. Hey, what am I blowing up tonight? I can't remember.
Oddly enough, we Americans don't celebrate the metric day.
Man, it's like us in like two countries or something. Sri Lanka and Botswana, I don't know. No, it's like countries smaller than those. They're like nothing, you know, one's an island, I think. That's dumb. We'll never switch to the metric system in this country.
No, fuck that.
They will never do it. United States, no. Not going to do it.
Nope.
Nagada.
We're happy with it. We're happy without it. We're getting things done without it.
It all measures up. All right.
Yeah, here you go.
Let's blow up David Lee Roth.
Okay.
We'll go backward in time.
The recollections of one Michael Chambers, with appropriate flashbacks and soliloquy. Or more simply stated, the evolution of man. The cycle of going from dust to desert. The metamorphosis from being the ruler of a planet to an ingredient in someone's soup. It's tonight's bill of fare from the Twilight Zone.
Go, Larry!
No!
No!
Our intentions are honorable.
Thing that satisfies my soul. Yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah.
how to simply be like, please me, squeeze me, love me like you do. But now, I need some rock and let me go just for a while with you. Well, baby, let me run. Yeah, baby, let me roll. Well, baby, let me run. Yeah, baby, let me roll.
Wise guys.
That was the wise guys from the Ukraine. Not the Ukraine. Just Ukraine.
No. Just like we're not the Possum Hour.
Exactly. And man, we kicked some Putin ass this week, man. They blew up his bridge to Crimea. Ha! Ha! Ha!
Ha!
Take that,
there you, go.
You little schmuck. Fuck him, man. Not a fan. Not a fan of Lowe. They're all talking about what they eat and everything. And I'm honest when I say that. I live on a strict diet of bachelor chow. But I didn't ask you, did you gain any weight this week?
I'm finally at 131.
Nice, man.
Finally
that's
in the 30s.
That's respectable in the 30s. Uh-huh. You know, you got to get up there in the 30s, man.
Yep.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I'll see you in a buck and a half. by your birthday.
I want to see the reverse surgeon on the 26th, which is a little bit earlier than I was supposed to. Hopefully she can get rid of this shit bag.
Yeah, I doubt it, though.
I think it's still going to go on, but maybe not a whole year.
Yeah.
But it'll be nice if she goes, I can do it.
You never know. You never knew.
Yeah.
You never knew.
Exactly.
Have a good thought. well, I reckon. Well, we're like dragging ass. Well, that was a long opener, man. The George Benson number. That guy playing the baritone sax. Just passed away, Ronnie Cooper.
Yeah,
but that would be cool to play. Apple Cheek said we'll have a shitbag ditching celebration.
Hey, there you go.
Officially, it'll be official.
And once I start, once I get rid of this and everything, I'm going to invest in one of those electric poop knives.
You gotta have. Yeah, uh-huh. You gotta treat yourself.
Oh yeah.
Free, like Amazon free shipping. It only takes like 2 days.
There you go. If you're a Prime member, too, early.
Oh, that's right. Or next day shitting. Depending on your eye. Yeah. All right. Well, there they are, the Possum Lounge, man.
Yeah,
I just ordered. I just ordered a couple things off of Amazon. I hadn't in a while. Christmas presents, not for myself, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. That's allowable.
Got the boys covered on the Christmas presents. I don't think they listen to the show, right?
You can go ahead and say it.
So I know number two son's been complaining that his wallet's falling apart, right?
Yeah.
And that, get him a new wallet, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I'm watching the thing with Pulp Fiction. I go, oh, Jesus Christ.
Ah,
get him a bad motherfucker, man.
Getting
a bad motherfucker.
Yep.
Oh, and it even has Jules' ID in it. It's hilarious, man. So that's cool. And then, I got the kids a couple of matching coffee mugs with
Okay.
Jules saying that some gourmet shit, some fucking gourmet shit or something like that. What a graphic. It's kind of cool.
I don't see shopping for anybody.
Yeah, I got to get a fucking gift. I mean, I'm not trying to impress.
Yeah.
I just want to amuse, you know.
Well, you're a father. Yuck.
I'm the dad over here.
Your dad over there.
So I definitely know dude will get a kick out of bad motherfucker, though. That's a hoot.
Oh, yeah.
Ha-ha!
Right? Oops. This must be spending a lot for Christmas.
Oh, man.
We used to
hemorrhage a few hundy every Christmas on them.
Oh, yeah.
That was back when a few hundy was a few hundy, yeah. Shit, few hundy,
Yeah, damn.
Window. That just flies out the window, you know, basically. It's inflation. All right, there they are, the Possum Lounge. I couldn't find any good Possum Lounge music, man. I've been sitting here looking and looking and looking and looking.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here it is. All righty, there they are. The Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge, baby.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Coming. Saw the pictures of Mom out and about
on
Thanksgiving. Very cool. Good to have you. Daddy G is here.
Daddy G.
He has a program on this very network. Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy does.
Saturday
Daddy
nights.
Does.
9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay.
I mean, what are you going to do? Watch Svengoolie for crying out loud?
Oh, geez. Well, it's one and the same person.
Go over to the grotto.
All right.
Usually when I'm working, man, Saturday night. I'm Mr. Saturday Night. Am I Mr. Saturday Night this week? Yeah, Mr. Saturday Night this week.
Mr. Saturday Night.
Got to drive to Mount Perry, Ohio to be Mr. Saturday Night. But, you know.
Right.
Oh, jeez. Got to drive to Athens the next week. Yikes. Athens,
was it
Ohio.
This week? Yeah. Was it this week you were doing nothing?
No. This weekend I did a dog thing in Mansfield, Humane Society. And then I was over at the Moose Lodge yesterday. They love me over there. I should have took pictures of every fucking one of those. Because they were all, you know, like older guys, funny looking and shit.
Yeah.
I was kind of in a hurry and a little shaky at first, but I went with it, and I was doing some really cool shit, man. I wish I'd... Anyway, digress. They're becoming Daddy G. Saturday's
Daddy G.
Here on Blog Talk Radio. In the grotto. Night with Daddy G. Dr. Cake is here. Boing!
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show. Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Right here in our very state. And there he is, Ford Prefect, the one, the only. I think it's also Ford. No, it's not Powell Day. Who we give him? International Stage Management Day. National Age. I wasn't done. National Angel Food Cake Day. National Handbag Day. I mean, this is a National Walk to a Park Day. Come on, man. The Day of Days, man. Powers of 10 Day. Powers of 10 Day.
Who's making all this shit up?
I don't know. I think they're those guys that Grandpa Joe just let out of jail, if you ask me, you know.
I'm sure there's a lot of duplication, so, because there no one's keeping track of all of this.
We inspired...
Probably 4 or 5 Parge Days.
We inspired Ford to have a poop. Congratulations, sir. Yeah. he says it's almost as good as having a dump during a night with Dave. That's good stuff. All right. Thanks for coming, Ford. GT Trenton is here, fresh off the big
GTO
craft show. They did pretty good. Those are fun. But yeah, it's like doing those shows with Tuan and Mikey. They're fun, but boy, you're glad when they're over, you know? And I'm driving home. He always wants me to stop down his joint, but it's like an hour in the opposite direction, and it's like, I want to go home.
You don't want to add to that. You don't want to add to your ride home. Yeah.
I know. I want to go home. I want to get on my mattress topper and sink in there. The new sheets and everything.
There you go.
Man, I hope it's nice tomorrow. I want to hang my sheets out one more time, at least. The cold weather sets in.
You're not the only one in the neighborhood that does that, are you?
What? Hangs the sheets?
Hang your sheets out?
No. The people that from the other country that live behind me hang stuff out.
Why don't you sell one out?
Most everybody else ditched their clotheslines, you know. With electric dryers and whatnot. I have an electric dryer, but man, I ain't getting that clothesline is not going anywhere, baby.
Yep, you're a purist,
like,
man.
Nothing like sheets on the line, man. You get in the bed and you're like, sniff, sniff, oh boy. All right. you say, oh boy. There's other people's eyes. Our old pal who I know likes sheets hung on the line. I know he's that type of guy. And he has the largest record collection of anyone on our illustrious panel tonight. I spun a few Friday. My pal Bogey can't stop by for some Skittles and Skulch. We had some White Horse on the rocks. And that's quite a bit of right White Horse on the rocks, to be honest. And I figured, what the hell, play some records. It's sitting there. I got the thing and the thing and the thing and the thing. So.
Nice.
Played some interesting stuff. Thanks for coming, Ope. And
people's eyes.
Professor R.J. Gumby is here as well.
Good to be here, sir. Good to be here.
Two Batmans on that one. There they are. Let me check what my cue is. Da dee da da dee dee dee. Okay. There they are. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Kyle.
As the Beaver.
Yeah. Wear a picket party chainsaw, go to drink my beer. A couple of dozen games of darts, three or four times a year. Sort me nuts and bolts, sharpen up my knife. Escape from the youngsters, the TV and the wife. In me shed, me shed, me lovely little shed. Might as well get a Chesterfield, a toilet and a bed. It's the only place where I can go and tinker with me toys. Go and find solitude with a bunch of ugly guys. Well, the smoke goes up the chimney, you signal to the boys. They all invent excuses and they show up like the flies. We stand around discussing the deeper things in life, like the beauty of a piston or the marvels of a trike. In me shed, me shed, me lovely little shed. Might as well get a Chesterfield, a toilet and a bed. It's the only place where I can go and tinker with my toys. Go and find solitude with a bunch of ugly guys. There are meaningful activities for men to all enjoy, like the sharpening of a box saw or tying up some plies. To justify your shed time, keep quality in life. You build a coffee table just to satisfy the wife. In the shed, me lovely little shed. Might as well get a Chesterfield, a toilet and a bed. It's the only place where I can go and tinker with my toys. Go and find solitude with a bunch of ugly guys. And I got to say she's beautiful, men will all agree. With her arse to the woodpile, she faces out to sea. An oil drum, wood stove, a hole for the the mouse, and a thousand little treasures that got banished from the house. In the shed, the shed, me lovely little shed, might as well get a chest to peel the toilet and the bed. It's the only place where I can go and tinker with my toys, go and find solitude with a bunch of ugly guys.
Sea break!
The wife ever threatens and forces me to choose between a marriage or the shed. Either way, I'm going to lose me tools and my buddies or my wife and our bed. I guess I'll have to leave it all and move to me shed. In me shed, me shed, me lovely little shed. Might as well get a Chesterfield, a toilet and a bed. It's the only place where I can go and tinker with my toys. Go and find solitude with a bunch of ugly guys.
That's a beauty.
I'm having chest pain.
Yeah, I know. Oh, here we go.
Is everybody happy?
Indeed.
Oh, let me see here. How about that one? Saw a video over the weekend of our old pal, Steve Stevens.
Oh, okay.
This kind of nerdy guy. He's not nerdy. What's that?
A YouTube thing?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
The guy has this series where he interviews, old actors and whatnot from the westerns.
Yeah.
And he had Steve on there in his boots and hat and everything, and he told the Mickey Cohen story about Annette.
Yeah.
Where they were going to whack Paul Anka. It was cool to see him, man. I'm glad he's doing well. That was made in this year.
Oh, recently. So, nice shit. All right, good.
Yeah. I'll post it if you're interested.
That was a fantastic interview you had with him, man.
Oh, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. I was so green. It was him. That guy has.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
You can find his stories, man. I love that Lee Marvin story.
He had one about everybody.
Yeah.
Mark Gable. I quoted the Larry Fine one just recently.
Yeah.
Don't give it away for free, kid. Beauty, man.
Good stuff.
He was a cool
guy.
No,
what
I
seen over the weekend there is the Munsters, the reboot.
Oh, geez, how bad was that?
It was bad, but it was actually surprisingly good. You know, if that makes any sense, it wasn't as bad as it should have been or could have been.
Yeah, I watched the video on the making of it, and they didn't look too promising.
The guy that played Herman did a great job. If you're watching, you know, it's before even going in, you know it's going to be bad. But that's why I was surprised that it was actually semi-good. It was actually worth watching.
That's why you don't remake some of that. That's why you don't remake some of that stuff.
You're
not going to top Fred Gwynn and Al Lewis, crying out loud.
Yeah, he had Daniel Roebuck doing the grandpa. He uses them, because he's in all of his movies, I think.
It was actually
surprisingly not that bad. I mean, it was not bad, but it was all right. It was worth watching.
I was watching a lot of Sopranos stuff
That's what I want to get back into that, but HBO has it. I don't have that.
Ten seasons, man. That's like 100 episodes. Yeah. A lot of episodes.
That's good stuff, though.
It is good stuff, man. I forgot a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
Holy walnuts.
I tell you, that show had probably the best pilot. Usually pilots suck.
Yeah, yeah.
But that whole thing about the ducks in his pool, the ducks were leaving and everything, I thought that was great.
Yeah, yeah, very artsy-fartsy there.
Yeah. That and Justified, that was a good one, too.
I forgot that they called Phil Leotardo. Remember Billy Batts, he had the gray hair, and they called him the Shaw behind his back. It cracked me up.
See that? I forgot that myself.
You have to be a certain age to get that one, but he did kind of look like Shaw of Iran.
Some other stream has to get that so I can watch it again.
Yeah. I'm hip.
That and Deadwood.
Yeah, I still haven't seen all that one.
No?
No. What?
Good show.
There is hope.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Oh, my clock is slow. That's why we're behind like 2 minutes or something.
Oh, okay.
Well,
the clock on your computer?
Nah, the one I bought and set next to my computer because the widget went rogue on me or something.
Yep.
I had a cool widget.
I played a ghost chair.
I had the widget on the screen with a clock. And it was great because I just bought, I could look at the clock and it was exactly right. And then they send me this thing, I'll get rid of all your widgets because they're going to take over your computer and, next thing you know, it's Terminator 2. So I got rid of it. And that's why I went out and bought the clock. It was like $2. I don't know if you can hear it on the show.
Really?
Click, tick, tick, tick. Anyhow, what are we doing for the 3 minutes? What did I ask? Oh, yeah.
Nothing exciting.
Appropriate. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, we had Mental Health Day. Is it Mental Health? Yeah, World Mental Health Day. So this will fit.
Uh-huh.
Well,
all the holidays today is, man, no matter what the song is, it has to be appropriate for it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, one way or the other, I should have, found the link, huh? It's 3 minutes whenever you're back.
Super cold feet aching. I draw something on the floor, I bend to reach around there. I look down, what else is on the ground that I can retrieve while down there? Cranky, it's like everyone mocks me. I'm outliving my warranty, but it sure looks so fun. Don't dismiss me. I've gleaned the wisdom of many years. Look, a new day has begun.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
I gained 53 pounds and I'm super pumped.
Super pumped, right, baby.
She's super pumped. That was a parody of the Memories song from Cats. It was all about being old and not being able to remember stuff.
Now, that was from Ford.
That was from Ford.
Okay. Because last week I gave Ford credit for the taste of biscuit. I forgot it was Derek's.
That was Derek. I should have gone. We had that other taste the biscuit thing. We should have gone with that. I hate that song, Memories. I hate the original song, and I hated that. But, you know, it's like that was a – man, that's probably the closest I've ever come to blowing up the 3 minutes, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because it's kind of drawn out like old bad stories.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah,
we should have.
Should have blown that up.
Did you see this Taste of Biscuit movie? I posted it on Grenache.
So, okay, I have to check it out.
I love the name, man. Toasters and Moose. Who the hell gets the nickname Toasters?
I don't know. Beth Ann Sand was here. She fell away very quickly.
Yeah, Memories did that, huh?
Good to see her. She just died a little inside when she heard that. And Joseph Gibson has joined the conversation.
Oh, okay. I'm on board.
All right, we're doing the. This is the. Did we talk about the? What do you call it? Sleepy Chicken.
Sleepy Chicken. No.
Yeah. Where they cook the chicken in NyQuil?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a TikTok thing. It's a TikTok thing. And, like, dumb people were, like, heating up NyQuil, which they say, like, can make the medicine, like, really bad for you and fuck up your lungs.
Oh, Jesus.
Whatnot. But then, you know, boiling the chicken in the NyQuil. It's supposed to, like, you know, give you a buck. You know, get a bucket of kernel and smoke a doobie, man. You know.
What the hell?
Jeez.
You know that's true. Which is one
Grandpa
of the challenges
Joe, give
they
you a
have
pardon.
Going now?
What's that?
What is it, a challenge they have going now?
I guess, I guess, something dopey like that. It would make the chicken taste terrible.
Yeah.
Cooking it in NyQuil. Yuck. Blah. Don't do it because it would suck. More importantly, waste a good piece of chicken over there. All right. This, I'll save this one for last. All right. I got some animal news over here.
Yeah.
Tree
we
frog.
Like the animal news.
A tree frog stowed away in a bag of bananas. Made it from the Dominican Republic to England. Pretty cool.
Yeah. How fat was it, man? Because that's a nice long trip. And they had a feast there.
This is, look, there's a frog in the bananas. Quote. So they, okay. Oh, they didn't touch it because they, you know, you never know with an amphibian like that.
Oh, yeah.
So they called the animal rescue and they came and dealt with the frog. So I don't know. If they name it, he's got it made. Could have called him Jim or something.
I'd cook the frog in NyQuil.
There you go.
Dude, yeah.
The frog in NyQuil.
Don't you get a good buzz when you lick a frog? Put that with the NyQuil.
Yeah. See it colors. a North Carolina snake breeder unveiled a two-headed albino milk snake.
Oh, Jesus.
Good for you, weirdo. Who the hell sits around breeding snakes? Well, I had a neighbor. The guy lived in the other half of the duplex over there at the Edwin J. Man. The one guy bred snakes. What the fuck? What kind of weirdos do that? I think I saw him in a porn. Anyway. one more animal noise. Oh, in related news, Janus, two-headed tortoise, turns 25 years old.
25 years? And he has two heads?
Two heads. He's born with two heads. But he's got it kind of cool because he's got like two hearts, two pairs of lungs.
Oh, okay.
He's got two of everything. So...
He's one of Siamese twin frogs.
Sort of, yeah.
I mean,
But, you know, he wouldn't survive in the wild because he can't stick his head, stick both heads in his shell at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up.
That's the only drawback to having two heads when you're a turtle. Other than that, kind of a plus, you know. He's banging broads two at a time, you know.
There you go.
This guy's he's a fanook.
Oh, he's got a buddy with him.
He's got a built-in wingman over here.
All right, there you go.
All right.
Chicks go for the two heads.
Oh, they do. Well, some of them. You got to get the ones. Usually if they got a few tattoos, you're in good shape. All right, here they come. Guinness Book. Let's go quickly.
All right. There we go.
Try not to bore people here. Eight skydivers over 80 years young executed a formation over Florida.
Yeah, so they say, what the fuck do we care? I'll jump out of the plane if I make it to 80. What the hell?
Not me. Get the fuck away from me.
I don't want
a group of eight skydivers over 80. So that was the largest formation of jumpers in their age group. So,
yeah,
congratulations.
Yes.
And I think they landed safely. They didn't mention.
They don't have a name for their club? They should have like some kind of geezers or something. Jumping geezers.
What's the name? Jumpers. Just the over... The Jumpers Over 80 Society. Joes. J-O-E-S. Jumpers Over 80
Society. Oh, okay.
Joes.
Hey, I like it. Joe.
Jumping Joes. Yeah. And none of them are named Joe. Jim, Cliff, Scotty, Walt, Paul, Sky.
Well, it's good.
Jumper, Woody, and Ted.
So no one gets mistaken for being a leader. There's no Joe. So cool.
There's no Joe. It'd be cool if they were all named Joe. That'd be really cute.
That would be even better. Yeah.
That'd have been the headline then. He's a dumb guy. A German man earns world record with collection of 1,519 rotating puzzles. Like, Rubik's Cubes and shit.
Oh, okay.
Florian Kastenmeier. Get away from me. Get a life, kid. It's like comic books, something worthy.
Kastenmeier, I like that name.
All right, a Mexican acrobat breaks two-handstand record. Okay, what? Or two-handstand records, I'm sorry.
Okay.
A single arm handstand for 71.82 seconds. Wow. Being the previous record, 59.23 seconds. And the second one by performing a headstand for 25.78 seconds.
Whoa. And, a headstand. Just a head? Just
I guess.
On the head? Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Shit. It'd break your fucking neck. People are nuts.
It'd break your
anything
fucking
to get
neck.
That book. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That guy.
Don't do it, Dave. Don't do it. Pass by that one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, let that one go. A stunt rider does no-hands motorcycle wheelie for 1,904 feet. Ooh, boy.
Oh.
A Lithuanian stunt rider. Arutis Gabiza. Well done. I don't even know what that is, but sounds impressive. It's like the Knievel of Lithuania.
He should be proud.
All right. Virginia, 9-year-old, becomes the youngest person to ever have a wisdom tooth removed. Nice.
Huh. Okay.
Ryan Scarpelli, his orthodontist, was like, nah, that's got to go.
I want to make you famous, kid.
Yeah, yeah. He's in, and the Tooth Fairy said, "You're 9 years old, kid. Grow up and stiffen."
And speaking of kids, I'm a great uncle again.
Oh no, yeah, I seen the picture. The little baby over there.
Yeah,
congratulations, Mazel Tov.
There you go.
Oh,
I don't know if I'll ever see her. She's in Hong Kong.
Ah. Well.
What are you going to do?
Living in Hong Kong, no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just does not sound like a place I'd want to live.
Yeah, it's nice there. Man.
Fucking gajillion
people.
No,
I wasn't too impressed.
Jeez.
Nah. The only thing is, like I said before, man, the Limeys really westernized it.
Yeah. Yeah. But that'd be the only thing plus column for me.
Nah, it's nice. Beautiful there.
Alright, well, here we go. I'll take your word.
There you go.
I'm going to Mount Perry, Ohio this weekend, dude. I don't need Hong Kong.
There you go. I always like Perry.
Who doesn't?
Send us a postcard.
And then Athens, you know, the next weekend. So see the Acropolis and all that shit, man.
Miami, right. Too. You got everything in Ohio.
I don't want to go. I was at Miami last month. I don't want to go back there, man. All right. A British gardener's 56.3-inch leek earns world record. And it's not, he didn't, like, you know, wasn't a pissing contest or anything like that. It was a L-E-E-K that you grow in your garden. So, just because Derek Hulme is not the type of guy to go out and urinate in public.
Nah, not him. Man's got class.
Maybe a guy from Idaho. Who knows? Fashion show with 430 models break the world's record. In New Orleans, the Ribbons Rock Runway Fashion Show.
433
models. Yike! That's 433 like very dispassionate faces marching up and down the square. All right, the world's largest arcade machine plays a giant version of Tetris. You gotta walk up steps to get to the thing, man.
Whoa.
I don't know. It's huge. 16 feet. They were 16 feet tall.
And is it big enough? Is it wide enough for just one guy, or you have to get someone to work the other?
In the picture, there's just one guy playing it.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know.
I think it would have been better to have like two guys, one on each flipper or whatever it is.
Yeah. And what if this one arcade where you went up in a parachute and, you know, and all this stuff, and or a hot air balloon. And you physically went up in the air and shit. It was fun. Close that joint down. Anymore. Death of malls. All right. Giant Tetris machine. 430 models. Can you top that?
Wow.
Well, perhaps a guy from Idaho who balances guitar on his chin for 1 hour and 35 minutes. He's recapturing that record.
Yeah, because it sounded familiar.
Yeah, he's done. We've covered this one before, so. Getting kind of repetitive there, David.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Don't forget it. But balancing a guitar on, that's, you know, at this point, do you really want to be balancing a guitar on your chin for 1 hour and 12 minutes and 40 seconds?
Fucking neck must be hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Should have gone for an even 2 hours, man.
Uh-huh.
Go for it. All right. And now we're wrapping up the news. A mystery odor stinks up a Utah city. And the cause remains unknown.
That's the stories we like. Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
We like a good mystery here in Pop.
Have no idea. It's a foul odor. Doesn't appear to be coming from the sewer, but the residents of North Salt Lake City noticed the odor Thursday morning. And they compare it, municipal locals compare it to the smell of rotting meat.
I was about to say, it's probably the smell of death. You should be scared shitless over there.
Yeah. The smell of death.
Salt Lake City, yeah.
Smell throughout the city. But they can't find out where it's coming from.
There you go. Just like the, what was it? The potato salad thing.
Yep. But this is worse, man, because, like,
they
said 50 reports of foul odor. Crazy, man. So.
Oh, we got to keep on top of that one. Write it down.
Yeah. The odor is also not likely coming from any of the local refineries. Okay. Well, they do kind of wrap it up. Residents said the smell dissipated with evening winds, but the cause of the odor remains a mystery.
Okay.
Could
so
be roadkill
somewhere
man.
Else. There you
Could
go.
Roadkill.
Yeah, well, how much of a radius did it say covered?
Well, this is
huge.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of possum. That one in my backyard stunk. Oh boy, the high heaven. Well, that's it, man.
All righty, good stuff.
Hope the odor in your neighborhood is good.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Well, there's something you should know before you bring me that little. I don't eat nothing that don't bleed a little, that's right. It's got to whittle in the pan. Cause I'm a carnivorian, not an Idaho
potato man. Now don't you pick it from a tree, don't dig it out of the ground. I'll eat it if it moves and runs around. That's right, I'll catch it if you can, 'cause I'm a New York steak, not an Idaho potato man. I come from part of the world where life is sacred, and they never cook it and they never bake it. But now I'm American.
It was a New York steak, not an Idaho potato man.
Raise it. I don't want nothing steamed, I don't want nothing boiled. Bring it red in the middle and charcoal broil. That's right,
that's right, that's right.
And keep a cow on hand, and you can tell the cook that I'm no Idaho potato man. So don't you send me down to the salad bar, and if it's French onion soup, it's au revoir. Mais oui, excusez-moi, madame, I'm a filet mignon, not a French fried potato garçon. So when you bring me the steak, be sure to keep the potato. Keep the peas and the carrots and the lettuce and tomato. Oh, yeah, 'cause I'm no vegetarian. I'm just a New York steak, not an Idaho potato man. Oh, pick it. My gills, I'm feeding my face, getting animal fat all over the place. Yahoo! Eating all the flesh I can. I'm just a New York steak, not an Idaho potato man.
Alrighty. That was beauty, man.
Yeah, take it.
Good find, Gumby. I was going to save that for our potato special, but...
We'll spread the potatoes out.
Yeah. You don't want all them potatoes at once. Give you a bellyache.
There you go.
Alright. Speaking of which, I went out for lunch today, or dinner, whatever. Lunch slash dinner, my meal. And I got, like, a disappointing Philly cheesesteak.
Ah. Gotta get that in
at
Philly.
Arby's. And lately, Arby's has been great. Man.
Yep.
That was a swing and a miss.
I've been hitting that a lot.
And they said, you want curly fries or crinkle fries?
Okay.
I says, give me the crinkles.
I always get that. I like that curly shit.
So I'm driving away. Of course, my Coke spills, which always happens because of the truck. Cup holders, you know, something to...
See, I never get soda. I go home.
I just figured I'd get the meal. What the fuck? Because I've been into French fries lately. I reach in the bag, and they were like cheese thingies. Like, deep fried cheese things.
Oh,
yuck.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Cheese doodles.
Hell.
I don't know, man.
Weird shit, man. Pump.
Yeah, I'm sure those things were like more
and
expensive.
And the whole order was, or was just a few of the cheese things in there?
Instead of the fries, they had the cheese.
Yeah,
things.
The whole thing. Okay, Jesus, great. Because I know sometimes I get curlies in with my other ones.
Yeah, no, no.
I think they like to do that. But yeah, I never
the
heard
wrong
of that.
Thing. But man, that cheese steak.
I didn't even know they carried it.
Ring. What do they call them cheese? I don't know what they call the cheese things, but I didn't like them
you
either.
You didn't care for the Philly cheesesteak, huh? I wonder how they made
it. Nah. And then that special, I don't know, it was like some sort of special T-bone steak or something, you know, Philly cheesesteak or whatever. And the thing that was good was the Coke, man. I didn't spill it all.
And it made it home safe.
Yeah, it was a good Coke. Excellent Coke. Beyond that.
Yeah, I always get a Reuben. I get the Reubens all the time. Maybe I should try the Philly cheesesteak. See what it's like here anyway.
Well, see, I've had the Reuben twice. The first time, it was hideous. It was
really?
Like really thick cuts of corned beef.
Oh, man. That sucks.
And then the second time, it was pretty good. So...
And it's the same place?
Yeah, yeah.
The same Arby's, yeah?
Yep,
that's weird.
Same exact. But I'm sure there was at least a year between occurrences, so.
Oh, okay.
Different crew, I'm sure. All right, well, GT split, so we might
yep.
as well.
I must mean it's total time.
We might as well head over. Oh, this is so cool, man.
You don't need a clock. You don't need a clock. When GT leaves, that's it. You know it's your own time.
Where's my GT sound effect? Oh, well, he's already gone. So it's Indigenous Peoples Day, right?
Yep.
And what was the other one?
Huh,
Native American Day. Yeah, and remember there was two different ones for the same guys.
Yep.
Here we go. It's yodeling time, ladies and germs.
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
Big Chief Yodel.
Hey.
Yodeling. Well, I knew a chief who was getting kind of old. Lived on a reservation, didn't bother a soul. The white man commanded to and how the chief and his tribe couldn't understand. Well, the chief told his tribe to all take a seat. He's gonna hold a little council meet. Chief got up and he made the talk. Said, I'm going to town and take my Tommy Hawk. Hey, when he got in the town, he was feeling kind of low. The polo chief, he didn't have much dough. He'd learned a yodel from the radio. So he thought he'd take a trial at a TV show. So he goes to the station and he said, Bill, would you like to have a yodel on the TV show? The boss looked up with a little grin. You, the man I've been looking for, where have you been? A yodel, a yodel, a yodel, a yodel, a yodel, a yodel. Now the soul chief is kind of long and tall. The sound of the yodel makes the acorn fall. The hogs get fat on the acorn, you know. And they have a barbecue after every show. You can hear him a yodeling far and wide. Tom's ringing from a buffalo hide. Keeps the spotted pony and the fodder ride. With his old bow and arrow hanging on his side. Hey, hold it, lay your wife. Hey, hold it, lay your wife. Hold it, lay your wife. Hold it, lay your wife. Now the chief
see, waiting for the moment till the chief comes on. Then they dance to a yodel till the break of dawn. Hey, 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 hey,
Big Chief Redbird and his Cherokee Braves.
All right.
I'm having chest pain.
Okay. Oh, we got time for a quickie, man, if we want.
Hey, I like that.
So, let's keep an eye on that. Because I got a quickie. We don't have to hurry up.
So it's not that painful.
Painless
true. Quickie.
If it was longer, it'd be a 3 minutes, for sure. Even if it was 2 minutes, it'd be 3 minutes. You know that. Let's see. So what do you got in the coming up here? Anything interesting, man?
Nothing going on. I got off until Friday. Still not full time.
Yeah. I got off cheap last week on lunch with number two son.
Oh.
Del Tacos, baby. Del Taco Tuesday.
You love that Del Taco. That's it? That's your permanent stop now, isn't it? You found a place to live.
Well, it is for tacos. Oh, you got that right.
Okay.
Del Taco, man. That is the shite. It really is. Really good stuff. The shells don't crumble. They don't fall apart. That's the part I like.
There you go. Kind of a neat fridge.
Well, you know, I don't want to have to get a fork, right?
Okay. I hear you.
Okay, I figured out what the quickie. Yeah, we have our old friend, Ford Prefect, who's responsible for half the crap you were subjected to tonight. So please send all your complaints.
Yep.
Ford Prefect, third stall on the left. And, ladies and gentlemen, a quickie.
I am so drunk, I'm very, very drunk. I'm standing in my canoe, ha 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 ha. I'm whoring in the canoe, I'm pooping in the kayak. I'm whoring in the canoe, I'm pooping in the kayak. I need to poo every time I go in a whore in the canoe. Now I need to poo, I need to be a whore. I feel so silly, I'm standing in my canoe. Have you seen my kayak? I forgot to take my kayak. Whoa, my God, I need to pee. I'm whoring in the canoe. I like to whore, I like to find my whore. I'm peeing in my canoe, and where's my kayak? I need to poo.
Big, massive dumps. Yeah.
Yep, pooping in a canoe.
What else you going to say, man? Oh, boy. So, you're welcome. Let's see, I'll be downtown on Wednesday. That'll be nice. At the
downtown.
Renaissance Hotel. With the truck they can't, the valet can't fuck with, man.
Ah, that place where you got the nice spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just going to pull in. I'm just going to pull in. Parking my spot, man.
I thought you said
pull
in.
What if there's people? If there's other cars there? They won't let you park your own car, man. But if it's the same valet, I'm cool, man, because he's like my man, you know.
Cool.
Right.
Hope it all works out for you, Commodore.
Me too, man, because I don't know, man. I'm feeling like an anxiety wave coming on. You know what I mean? Like, geez. The winter. Winter, man. They're calling for a really hard winter.
I don't want to hear that.
That's what I'm hearing, man. The fucking Putin. He ain't helping things. Seriously, man. The energy costs this winter are going to be like G-Beach.
Speaking of anxiety, have you been taking your Kratom?
Yeah.
I just had it for the first time since the whole hospital incident today. I had a Kratom shot. That was really good. That really hit the spot.
How do you know that's not the shit that fucked you up in the first place?
I don't. That's why I gave it up for 4 months. So I'm going to stay away from this until I get a little bit stronger anyway. And that'll take it easy because I was doing too much of it.
Yeah, you were. That's why I kind of wondered. The only time I've been doing it, Molson Canadian.
Winner.
Man, I tell you, I just cracked this Molson. I was drinking natties, a couple natties, and boy, there's a big difference. But yeah, you were doing a lot of that Kratom.
I was doing the toss and wash about 5 times a day. Now I'm going to go back to doing what I did originally. I brew it directly in my coffee.
Yeah.
And have a little bit, you know, in a pot of coffee, so, which I did.
I do it every once in a while in coffee, and I don't really rely on it for much effect.
Yeah, that's good.
Molson Canadian. No, I got to figure something out about this anxiety comes on me. It's like,
Do a dose of Kratom. Shit's wonderful.
No, you know what I need to do? I need to eat better. I'll tell you what. Enough of the Bachelor Chon. I have cut down on a beer, but cut out the beer for a while. I don't know.
That's great.
Yeah. Heard that. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
And energize!
I can't weep, I can't deal, since you walked out on me. Holy smoke, what you doing to me? Yeah. I can't eat, I can't sleep, since you walked out on me.
Tommy's really good at just cutting right in there like that.
Yeah. He's saying, it's my time now.
You don't need like something in between. You just hit the Tommy button. Tommy go.
The Tommy
go.
Button. I like it.
Hit the Tommy. Tommy. The greatest. Good show, sir.
I guess I'll play the Big Chief Yodel tonight while it's still the Ingenious Day or whatever the hell it is. Right?
That was a serendipity, dude. That came out of nowhere. was like, what the fuck? I downloaded it last week before I was even thinking about, you know.
Nah, no shit.
Indians and Columbus Day and whatnot. So.
Good.
Well, last week was pretty tight. The last week had a theme. This week was, it was dicey, but, you know, hey, we pulled it. We pulled it.
Anything good about a theme is when we're looking for things. It's easier to find things when we got a subject.
Yeah.
Other than that,
fuck
it. Slap anything together.
Well, sometimes I just put something, slap anything together, and then Ford thinks it's a theme, and he's sending me all this stuff. Well, that would make a great show. End up switching everything around. So, all right. Well,
any
I reckon,
stuff that's in our news. We did a story about a girl in a canoe.
Yeah.
And I asked,
yeah,
how does she go to the bathroom? And there you go. Pooping in the canoe he comes up with.
That was
the mental top of it.
Uh-huh. And I'm glad it was quickie. I reckon we'll do it again next Monday night.
All right, sounds good.
Unless Wink Blinkley's taking over next Monday. I'll have to
special
check, but I think
here.
We're probably good. We're probably good to go.
All right,
man.
Special guest host. You can't make it, so Wink's in there.
Yeah, good. Good job, sir. Dunk of shame.
Fun time.
Drive carefully. take care of your rocks.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.